There's no better place to get all of your Big 12 conference news than the Locked On Big 12 podcast, hosted by Josh Neighbors. Follow the Locked On Big 12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams, and welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about Mel Kiper's big board heading into 2022 and where your Sooners fall on that. We're also going to talk about the most overrated players at UT and Oklahoma State because, you know, Fox College Football wants to know who are the most overrated players at those schools all time. I'm sure some of you older fans probably have better answers than I'm going to have for Oklahoma State, but I definitely got an answer for Texas. And this guy has been in my crosshairs for a while now, especially as an NFL analyst. And so I'm excited to talk about him a little bit. And then make sure you go back and listen to the Wednesday episode of the show where I had Tony Casillas on. We talked about Oklahoma's defense heading into 2021. We talked about Neville Gallimore's progression for the Dallas Cowboys, Ronnie Perkins' landing spot with the New England Patriots. And it was just a fantastic time with a fantastic guy, just a really great interview. So make sure you go check out the Wednesday show. We'd love to hear your feedback on that. I think it was a really, really good insight from a guy who was a national championship and or won a national championship in 1985, was a two-time All-American, won a couple Super Bowls, was a part of some really, really good defenses. And so I would really recommend go listening to that. And hey, please leave us a review on Apple or Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear your feedback here on the show. It just helps me to get better, helps me to understand what you want to listen to, what you want to hear about. And we're constantly trying to grow this show and improve it for you, the listener. And I do really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to Locked On Sooners. So again, thank you so much for that. But let's get started. Let's talk about Mel Kiper's big board. Mel Kiper is one of probably the most recognizable draft figures in the NFL draft community. I'm not going to say he's the best, but he's pretty good, right? He's honestly the guy that paved the way for the non-football guy draft analyst. You know, for so long, it was just an insider movement. The only people that had the access or had the scouting chops were guys that had played in the game had worked in the game, either as a scout or a front office guy. But Mel Kiper was somebody who his primary job before scouting wasn't even in football. He just kind of started as an outsider analyst and created his own kind of draft guide that he would, like, back in the 80s, like, he was creating draft guides before anybody else curated a draft guide. So he's not necessarily my favorite analyst to listen to, but he's one of those guys that paved the way for kind of almost what you're hearing now is the outsider analyst movement. And now he's become one of the biggest, most recognizable draft figures in the NFL draft community. And so let's talk a little bit about his big board. And for the Sooners, the highest ranked player on his big board is none other than Spencer Rattler. And that should come as no surprise. We've already talked about it this year, how Spencer Rattler has been projected as the number one overall pick in certain mock drafts. He's been projected as the top quarterback in some draft analysts' eyes. And I think this next year is going to go a long way to deciding just where Spencer Rattler goes in the NFL draft hierarchy. I think that there's almost 100% chance at this point that unless something goes wrong with the 2021 season, which I don't think it will, that he'll probably be a top five pick. And to me, that's a pretty good range for where he should go. Again, he's a quarterback, so that's going to bump his draft stock up. Those teams at the top of the draft are generally quarterback needy. And so it would be really, really surprising or shocking for any team in the top five to fall out of love with Spencer Rattler at quarterback. I think he's going to have a really good season, and I think there's going to be a great chance for him to assert himself as the number one overall pick by the time the season is finished. And here's what Mel Kiper had to say. He said, Rattler doesn't have a huge frame, but he does have an elite arm. His arm talent is unbelievable. He can throw 50-yard strikes with the flick of the wrist. He got off to a bumpy start last season, even getting benched for a couple of series against Texas before leading a comeback win. But in his final seven games, he had 15 touchdown passes and only two interceptions while averaging 9.8 yards per attempt. Rattler showed that he can go through progressions and he can maneuver the pocket to escape pressure. There's a reason he's the early favorite to win the Heisman. And so he's got Spencer Rattler as his number one overall quarterback. And I think he's on point with all of that. And again, this is why he's really good at what he does. He, you know, all of that was accurate. And so much to me, again, so much of this depends on what does he do this year? How does 2021 go for him? If he has the year that we think he's going to have and he's a Heisman contender, then yeah, he's going to be the number one overall pick in 2022. But if he gets off to a rocky start like he did last year, I could see potentially that draft stock falling a little bit. And at the same time, the NFL draft can be weird. You never know where some of these quarterbacks will go. Like just a few years ago, we saw Mitch Trubisky go ahead of Patrick Mahomes. So who really knows? No, I'm just kidding. It's just going to be a really fascinating question to watch because teams value different things. Were it not Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals drafting number one overall, would Kyler Murray still have gone number one overall? I would like to think so, because there's studies out there that shows that the size really does not matter. It doesn't create more opportunity for you to get injured than a guy that's bigger. And so I'd be surprised to see. But coming up next, we're going to continue to dig through this list. Patrick Conover at Sooners Wire, USAtoday.com kind of collated this list. If you don't have an ESPN Plus subscription, you can get it as part of the bundle with Disney Plus. But I highly recommend it. I mean, ESPN offers some great stuff, but the ESPN Plus package offers a little more insight. And I'm not here to advertise for ESPN Plus, but I have it and I enjoy reading some of the guys that are over there under the paywall. I know paywalls can be kind of annoying sometimes, but there are certainly some writers and some analysts that are worth the paywall, like the worth the, you know, for ESPN Plus, I think it's like $4.99 a month or something like that. So definitely go check that out. We'll talk more about where the rest of the Sooners fall on Mel Kiper's big board heading into the 2021 season and the 2022 NFL draft coming up after the break. But first, I want to talk to you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. The NBA and the NHL playoffs are underway. And the NFL is just around the corner. You can get in on futures odds right now, along with the NCAA. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs, including UFC and MMA action. So before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using our promo code LOCKEDON. That's a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using our promo code LOCKEDON at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Now, as we continue to run down the Mel Kiper big board for the 2022 draft class, let's talk a little bit about the running back group. At running back, Kennedy Brooks comes in at number 10. And you know me, I'm a big Kennedy Brooks fan. I'm excited to see what happens this year. I think that this is a guy that's going to work his way up. He's going to improve his draft stock this year. I think sitting out probably has him ranked a little bit lower than where he should be. But you know how I feel about him. I mean, he's probably one of the most smooth runners I've seen in the last few years, at least. I think his supposed lack of speed or lack of burst is made up for with great vision and great, just great movement skills, great agility, great elusiveness. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to surprise a lot of people this year, because it seems like consistently he gets underrated, in my opinion. He's a guy that can carry the ball 15, 20 times a game. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can break big runs when you need him to. I think he's as good as anybody in college football. And that includes my guy, Breece Hall, up at Iowa State. Breece is a different guy. He's more physicality, and he's definitely got a better burst. But, I mean, Kennedy Brooks can hang. I mean, he's a great runner. He comes in at number 10. And then we've got Jeremiah Hall as the number one fullback or H-back ranking. Now, this is one of those that's interesting. And hopefully I can get somebody on that's played that position before. Because this one is fascinating to me, because we've seen how Oklahoma has had such great success with the H-back, the fullback type. You know, you look at the Trey Millard, then you've got J.D. Reynolds, Aaron Ripkowski, Dimitri Flowers, all of these guys who have been fantastic players and made big plays for the Sooners, both in the running game and the passing game, and yet weren't able to find a home in the NFL. You know, Dimitri, I thought he was going to be a really, really good player in the league. He was never able to find a path in the league. And so it's interesting to me that they've got, that Mel's got Jeremiah Hall as his number one, fullback or H-back. And then just, some of it's how Lincoln Riley uses these guys, but he uses Hall as a receiver as much as you use him as a running back. And so it's kind of fascinating. I'd love to hear more about how that breaks down for the Sooners. And then you have another guy who comes in really high on Mel Kiper's rankings as an H-back or fullback, and that's Braden Willis at number two. This is why the Sooners H-back position is so fascinating, because he's got such a variety of guys. He's got guys that are fullback bodies. He's got guys that are tight end bodies. And I think that's where Braden Willis falls in, is as more of a tight end than a fullback. But again, it just goes to the versatility of that position for the Sooners and the talent level of that position for the Sooners. And again, I need to get somebody on here to talk H-back university with me, because Oklahoma just seems to be the team that knows how to use these guys properly and find mismatch opportunities and find big openings for them, because they're always making big plays, right? They're not the number one target in the passing game, but when it seems like when they make a catch, it's usually for a big game. And then his number four tight end, it's going to be Austin Stogner. And I think he's going to have a great chance to improve that draft stock as well. I think he is really, really good. And he may not be the receiver that Mark Andrews is, but I think he's at least as good of a blocker that Mark Andrews was. And so I think he's got a chance to really latch on in the NFL. And he could have a breakout year this year and have a Mark Andrews type season that thrusts him into the top tight end conversation. And then we go over to Wanya Morris at offensive tackle. Mel Kiper has him at 10th. And some of this, he's going to have a chance to improve that draft stock as well. I mean, we've seen Oklahoma Sooners offensive linemen get drafted really high. And I think if he's able to put together a season that allows Spencer Rattler to have a lot of time, if he's able to win a lot of his individual battles out there on the edge, I think that he'll have a great chance to improve his draft stock and get himself into the top 100 pick conversation, because offensive tackle, like quarterback, is going to be something that's highly valued, and it's going to get pushed up the draft boards because it's really hard to find good to great offensive tackles in the NFL. And if Wanya Morris is everything that we hope he's going to be, then I think he's going to have a shot to be at least a top 100 pick, if not a top 50 pick in next year's NFL draft. And then we go over to the defensive tackles. And we got our guy Perrion Winfrey coming in at number two on Mel Kiper's big board rankings, which to me means he's going to be a first round pick. And I think in this 2021 season, he's going to have the chance to assert himself as maybe the number one defensive tackle in the class. And then, so he's, we got him listed as an outside linebacker, and that's Nick Bonito. And I think it really does him a disservice to list him as an outside linebacker. And you probably want him in a 3-4 if that's how you're going to play him, but he's really kind of a weak side edge, right? Like, he's a guy that you want rushing your passer, but I think he's a great fit for a 3-4 base, even though teams are playing nickel about, you know, 50, 60, 70% of the time. As a 3-4 base, he's a great fit because he can rush the passer. He can drop into coverage and make plays for you. I mean, we've seen him make diving interceptions. We've seen him, you know, get sacks on the quarterback. He's just a splash player. And I think that, again, he's another guy who's going to have a chance to assert himself as a top 50 pick, which is really exciting because after last year, well, we didn't have a top 50 pick in the 2021 NFL draft. The Oklahoma Sooners have a chance to have like a handful of guys that go in the top 50, top 100 of this year's NFL draft. So he comes in at number 4 on his on Mel Kiper's outside linebacker rankings, but I'd love to see where he stacks up as an edge rusher, because to me, that's where that's who he is. He's not an outside linebacker, in my opinion. Over at Pro Football Network, Ian Cummings has Nick Bonito listed as one of his honorable mentions. He doesn't make his top 50, but he's kind of in that next group of 15 to 20 players who would be kind of mentioned in his like top 75 rankings when they come out probably later in the fall or next spring. I think Nick Bonito currently probably being a little bit underrated because a lot of the attention was focused on Ronnie Perkins last year. But this year, as he almost takes over that lead role as the edge rusher along with Isaiah Thomas, I think it's going to help boost his draft stock, and he's going to be a fantastic player. And the final Sooner showing up on Mel Kiper's big board is Gabe Berkich, coming in at number 2 among kickers and punters. And again, another player who's going to have a chance to increase his draft stock this year. And, you know, kickers and punters are interesting. Sometimes they get drafted, sometimes they don't. There's tons of evidence that you're able to find players in the NFL draft in the NFL to kick and punt outside of the NFL draft. So it'll be fascinating to see where he falls in the 2022 NFL draft. And then coming up next, we're going to talk about the most overrated Longhorn and Cowboy. And I'd love your feedback over on Twitter at Locked On Sooners or on Facebook, Locked On Sooners Podcast. I don't have many thoughts on the Cowboys. We'll talk about who I think is probably the most overrated going into this year. But I definitely have some thoughts on one of the Texas players, and we'll talk about that next. But first, let me talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat and is 100% covered in chocolate. They've got 9 great flavors, including my favorite, peanut butter brownie. They've also got mint brownie, coconut almond, raspberry, cherry, double chocolate, salted caramel, and coconut. They're just fantastic. They're easy to eat, and they're good for you. They've got 17 or 18 grams of protein, anywhere from 130 to 180 calories, and only 4 or 5 grams of sugar. Are you on a keto diet? Well, only 4 or 5 net carbs. Again, fantastic for you. They taste great. They taste like a candy bar. They're so good. And there's no protein bar out there that's like Built Bar. And if you haven't tried Built Bar yet, I highly recommend going in and getting one of their mixed boxes where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors, and you can try and figure out which one you like the best. They're so good. That's what I do every once in a while, because my favorite is the peanut butter brownie. And I usually order that one when I order a mixed box. But then sometimes I'm like, nah, I want to see if there's another one that I really, really want to try to have on a consistent basis, because I have one just about every day, because it's a great, great breakfast for me, because I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight. I'm trying to eat a little bit healthier. And so Built Bar is the perfect protein bar for me. So if you're ready to jump in and try Built Bar, go to builtbar.com. Use our promo code LOCKED15 over at builtbar.com to get 15% off your next order. That's 15% off your next order at builtbar.com by using our promo code LOCKED15 at builtbar.com. And I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that's been in the business for 35 years. Experts in the industry, they provide high quality customer service and education and are ready to help you set up your backyard oasis. Are you ready to enhance your well-being and reduce your body aches, grow closer to your family? Well, warm water improves general physical state and acts as a stress reducer and can improve your sleep. If you're ready to help get your stress reduced, help relax, now's the time for you to get into a hot tub. Are you ready to create that backyard oasis with an above-ground pool? And you might be asking yourself, why an above-ground pool? Well, it's the least expensive way into pool ownership, and installation is one day in most cases. So you can decide today that I want a pool, and tomorrow you could have your pool. Get yourself on the schedule with Country Leisure by going to 405-799-7745 or their website, countryleisuremfg.com. Again, If you're ready to create your backyard oasis, reignite your passion for life, and connect with your family and friends, then contact the folks over at Country Leisure. That's 405-799-7745, located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma. That's Country Leisure, just add water. And today on the Locked On Today podcast, are Suns fans disappointed that they have to face the Lakers? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And now we got to talk about the most overrated Texas Longhorn and Oklahoma State Cowboys. And heading into the 2021 season, for me, the most overrated Oklahoma State Cowboy is Spencer Sanders. I know he's a returning quarterback. I know he's a player that gets a lot of buzz. But man, I just did not see it. When I watched Oklahoma State play last year, he just wasn't a guy that I thought, oh yeah, that's a dude that Oklahoma needs to be worried about. He just didn't seem like a player that, I mean, he's got some tools, obviously, and he can beat you at times, but just doesn't have the consistency to do it on a regular basis. But here's who I really want to talk about, and that's the most overrated Longhorn of all time. Now, this is a question that was posed by Fox College Football, and it looks like it was by RJ Young. It's hard to say. It's got his little picture on there underneath the Fox thing. But the most overrated Texas Longhorn of all time. And so Tattoo Baker is the one that I saw post this picture from Fox on Twitter. And there was a lot of Sam Ehlinger responses. But to me, the most overrated player from Texas has to be Chris Sims. And I feel like if Chris Sims were anybody other than Phil Sims' son, his football career would have kind of faded into black. Like, he would have been done a long time ago. Like, I don't know if he would have gotten, I mean, he probably would have gotten an NFL opportunity just based on his career at Texas, but I don't think that he would have gotten as much of a rope, as much leash as he would have gotten if he wasn't Phil Sims' son. And as an analyst, the dude is, he's the worst. Recently he, you know, before the NFL draft, he put out his first round mock draft and he had Justin Fields falling to 32. Didn't even rank Justin Fields inside his top five or six quarterbacks. And the dude, the guy is just oblivious, I feel like. And he, or he's just constantly trolling everybody and he's just trying to get a reaction and increase his status, you know, on social media, going kind of the Skip Bayless or Shannon Sharp route, or, you know, in some ways, Stephen A. Smith, just as, you know, saying things just to get reactions out of it, but not really based on how he feels and on the work that he puts in watching these players. Because you can watch Justin Fields and you don't have to like Ohio State. You don't even have to like Justin Fields as a football player, but there's no way that you could argue with me and tell me that he was not a top 15 pick. I mean, he was right there with Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. And so Chris Sims putting him at 32 going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to me, it's just kind of ignorant. Like, this is a guy that's supposed to be well-versed in football, supposed to have a lot of insight, connections to the game, and yet he did something that was obviously a troll job by putting Justin Fields at 32 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Completely egregious. Completely egregious. The more, every time I see him put out a list, I lose respect for the guy even more. And so, I mean, his career at Texas was okay. I mean, he played well at Texas at times. His career in the NFL was meh. But the thing that really has me just ready to rail against Chris Sims and the work that he does is because I feel like he's just a troll, man. Like, you have so many people that are out there doing the work, putting in the work and putting in the effort, and have reasonable takes, reasonable opinions on these players, and they can't get a leg up because so much of the broadcast community and the media community, it's a lot about who you know and name recognition and name value. And the Sims name for 40 years has been synonymous with professional football because of Phil Sims' legacy in the NFL, and then as a player, and then as a broadcaster. And so Chris Sims getting to ride the coattails of his dad. And then he constantly puts out bad takes. Like, if I was riding my dad's coattails and getting a career as an analyst based on the fact that my dad was a really, really good analyst, I'd want to make sure that my takes are at least reasonable, right? And that I wasn't just out there throwing out hot sports opinions, just trying to get reactions out of folks. But hey, maybe I need to throw out more hot opinions just to get reactions out of folks. Maybe more people will start listening. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. I'm never going to go there. One thing you can always count on here is that my goal and my intention is always to at least be reasonable, to be researched and well thought out. You can always count on me to be reasonable. You can always count on me to be well thought out. And that's what I hope you continue to like about Locked On Sooners, is that when I listen to John talk about the Sooners, he's at least reasonable with his opinions. He's not out there just throwing out hot takes, because who likes to listen to that? Anyway, I digress. So yeah, Chris Sims, for me, most overrated of all time. I think you could probably throw in a lot of their wide receivers as pretty overrated, you know, good, solid college football players. But as far as NFL players, just kind of meh. You know, I think about like Colin Johnson from a few years back. You know, Roy Williams, the wide receiver, had a solid start to his career with the Detroit Lions, but then it kind of faded when he went to the Dallas Cowboys. So I don't know. There's a lot of players. I'd love to hear your thoughts, hear your takes on that. Shout out to College Football on Fox for getting everybody riled up on a Thursday. Great way to finish the week. And thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Sooners podcast. It's such a pleasure to be able to talk Sooners athletics with you, Sooners football. I'm so excited for this 2021 season. I think it's going to be just a great year for Oklahoma, a great year for the school, a great year to get back in the stadium, and a great year for the players and the team. I'm excited as a fan, I'm excited as an analyst. And I hope you're excited too. And I hope you continue to ride with us here. You can subscribe to the Locked On Sooners podcast on the Odyssey app, on Apple, Google, or Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And we're also available on Facebook, Locked On Sooners podcast. And coming soon, we'll be available on YouTube as well. That'll be dropping at some point this summer. So excited about that. Let you see this beautiful face as we talk Oklahoma Sooners football. Again, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great, great weekend. I hope the weather is fantastic for you wherever you live, and that you're able to get outside and enjoy some quality time with your friends and your family. So until Monday, stay safe, stay healthy. Boomer Sooner.